Listeners, welcome back. We're doing King Lear.
Can you put it into your phone?
Why?
I don't know.
We're doing King Lear on Edmund. Hi guys, this is episode one, A Bastard's Legacy. We're going to be discussing Edmund in King Lear. So my name is Anita. Hey girlies. Everybody can introduce themselves now.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Alex.
I'm Brittany Cuella.
I'm Dante.
And this is A Bastard's Legacy. Hashtag wrong mommy. So Edmund is a bastard child. He is the son of Gloucester. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that. I'm sorry, Miss Portgetchel. I promise I'll do better. So unlike most bastards, he was not actually disowned. His father decided to kind of take him in, though he still had no title, no status. He would never be able to have an inheritance. So throughout the play, he's jealous of his brother Edgar. Edgar has the life that he wants, and we will be discussing that and how that shapes Edmund himself and the characters around him and how that shapes the play as a whole. So we can start by discussing the time period in which the text was written and how this influenced the character.
The setting of King Lear involves a Britain which has been dominated by Christianity. This meaning that society in King Lear has a strong concept of Christian morals. This led to Edmund being named a bastard at birth, stripping him of all inheritance and title he would have ever had the chance of receiving. This setting leads Edmund to perceive the world to be one of unfairness and cruelty, therefore shaping his personality into one that easily feels envious of all things he can ever have. Since he now sees life as unfair, he believes that the only way he would have a chance at surviving his status society is being deceitful and self-serving. So this proves that Edmund is self-centered, and he believes that he deserves to be the best brother and to have the inheritance that his brother should be the...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Basically, the setting that he was placed in has molded his personality into what it is. It's deceitful, it's self-serving, he's only looking out for his best interest. And well, that's because it's based in a setting that's dominated by Christianity in a very strict time period where society basically determines who you are. So we can move on to the next question. We can look at relationships with other characters and infer how these relationships tell you about the character and who they are.
Well, Edmund doesn't really get along with his brother Edgar due to the fact that his brother Edgar is the one that's getting all the inheritance. And this demonstrates that Edmund is just really all about jealousy, and he's self-centered. And he believes that he should be the better of the two brothers. He doesn't really believe in the whole, since he's a bastard, he doesn't get anything type of deal. He doesn't seem to care what his father thinks of him, but he cares more for the benefits of being the quote-unquote legitimate child.
So, in a sense, his whole life has been shaped around the fact that he is not a legitimate child. That basically is the determining factor in how he treats other people and how he sees himself. The fact that he is not a legitimate child shapes how he sees the world. He sees it as unfair, he sees it as cruel, and in turn he treats everyone around him like dirt, because he feels like dirt.
So what do you guys think the theme of this person, like this character, is? Overall, I think the theme is nothing and nothingness. he isn't entitled to anything, and he feels like he doesn't have a connection with his father. So one of his characteristics is that he's skeptic, so he doesn't believe in faith. He believes that...
Yeah, he doesn't believe in, like, fate or anything to do with misfortune. Like, he doesn't believe that fate had anything to do with his misfortune or anything like that. And
he was just, like, born into a life that was already not accepting who he was because of he was a product of something sinful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not really blaming it on fate or anything. He's blaming it on the people around him that are treating him
the people that caused him to be that way.
He's blaming it on a system that has already been determined since way before he was born. So,
and he doesn't see that he doesn't believe that that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that Edmund is evil by true nature? Like, that's his nature?
I feel like that's what he was taught. Like, he doesn't know anything else.
Yeah, I feel that can tie into, like, the nature versus nurture concept. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole psychological process. Do you want to add something?
Oh, well, I think that no one can be born evil necessarily. And I think that, yeah, that's by his circumstances and, like, how the way he was born. Or not the way he was born, but, like, what he was born into and how he's a bastard. Like, he didn't choose... that, like, he was just born as a baby, like an innocent baby, but then he grew up and, like, all this stuff. He's a bastard, so I guess he's kind of disadvantaged in that sense.
So you believe he was made evil?
Yes, that's, mm-hmm. I believe that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you guys? Do you think he's evil by nature?
I'm conflicted because I can see both sides, because I can see the fact where he could have been born innocent. We could all be born innocent, and by circumstances and situations that we're placed in, you know, we can become per se evil or per se bad people, right? But what if that is his true nature? And, you know, no matter what circumstance he would have been placed in, he could have shown those or that deceitfulness and that envy through other circumstances or other situations. Like, if he really, let's say he was born legitimate, and let's say he had all the inheritance he could ever want and a super high title in society. But let's say he was born truly deceitful, truly greedy, truly envious. He would still be greedy. He would still try to deceive other people around him so he could get more money and more benefits, you know? But I guess it's all just based on perception.
I feel like it's kind of like racism in a way, where you're not born being racist, you're born hating on a certain person. You're taught with the people around you, and if he believes that what the people around him are saying, that he's a product of something wrong, like I had said before, mm-hmm. and if he feels that he is nothing and nothingness, he feels like that's what he deserves. And although, like, his father birthed him in a way, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's a father to him. Adding on to, he doesn't really care about the affection from his father. He just wants the satisfaction of knowing that he's his child.
That he deserves something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More, like, that he deserves more.
So why do you think Shakespeare decided to make this character? And what is the meaning behind him? Like, you can't deny your true nature.
Perhaps. That's a theme.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he created him to give the reader insight into what people like him have to go through on a daily basis.
It's true, to bring a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Well, he's also, I think he was really made to contrast Edgar. Because Edgar highlights all the qualities that and good natures that Edmund doesn't have. So I feel like maybe they're meant to show, you know, light and dark, contrast. Good and bad, mm-hmm. you know, how there can be dueling natures within one person, or within human nature. Is it inherently good or evil?
Right. We're gonna take a break.
Yeah.
So enjoy your life.
Have fun. We'll be back. Thanks. All right, hi guys. This is episode one, A Bastard's Legacy. We're going to be discussing Edmund in King Lear. So my name is Anita. Hey, girlies. Everybody can introduce themselves now.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Alex.
I'm Brittany Cuella.
I'm Dante.
And this is A Bastard's Legacy. Hashtag wrong mommy. So Edmund is a bastard child. He is the son of Gloucester. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that. I am sorry, Miss Worsketchel. I promise I'll do better. So unlike most bastards, he was not actually disowned. His father decided to kind of take him in, though he still had no title, no status. He would never be able to have an inheritance. So throughout the play, he's jealous of his brother Edgar. Edgar has the life that he wants, and we will be discussing that and how that shapes Edmund himself and the characters around him and how that shapes the play as a whole. So we can start by discussing the time period in which the text was written and how this influenced the character.
The setting of King Lear involves a Britain which has been dominated by Christianity. This meaning that society in King Lear has a strong concept of Christian morals. This led to Edmund being named a bastard at birth, stripping him of all inheritance and title he would have ever had the chance of receiving. This setting leads Edmund to perceive the world to be one of unfairness and cruelty, therefore shaping his personality into one that easily feels envious of all things he can ever have. Since he now sees life as unfair, he believes that the only way he would have a chance at surviving his status society is being deceitful and self-serving. So this proves that Edmund is self-centered, and he believes that he deserves to be the best brother and to have the inheritance that his brother should be the...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Basically, the setting that he was placed in has molded his personality into what it is. It's deceitful, it's self-serving, he's only looking out for his best interest. And well, that's because it's based in a setting that's dominated by Christianity in a very strict time period where society basically determines who you are. So we can move on to the next question. We can look at relationships with other characters and infer how these relationships tell you about the character and who they are.
Well, Edmund doesn't really get along with his brother Edgar due to the fact that his brother Edgar is the one that's getting all the inheritance. And this demonstrates that Edmund is just really all about jealousy, and he's self-centered. And he believes that he should be the better of the two brothers. He doesn't really believe in the whole, since he's a bastard, he doesn't get anything type of deal. He doesn't seem to care what his father thinks of him, but he cares more for the benefits of being the quote-unquote legitimate child.
So in a sense, his whole life has been shaped around the fact that he is not a legitimate child. That basically is the determining factor in how he treats other people and how he sees himself. The fact that he is not a legitimate child shapes how he sees the world. He sees it as unfair, he sees it as cruel, and in turn he treats everyone around him like dirt, because he feels like dirt.
So what do you guys think the theme of this person, like this character, is? Overall, I think the theme is nothing and nothingness. He isn't entitled to anything, and he feels like he doesn't have a connection with his father. So one of his characteristics is that he's skeptic, so he doesn't believe in faith. He believes that...
Yeah, he doesn't believe in, like, fate or anything to do with misfortune. Like, he doesn't believe that fate had anything to do with his misfortune. Or anything like that. And
he was just like born into a life that was already not accepting who he was because of he was a product of something sinful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not really blaming it on fate or anything. He's blaming it on the people around him that are treating him
the people that caused him to be that way.
He's blaming it on a system that has already been determined since way before he was born. So
and he doesn't believe that that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
do you guys think that Edmund is evil by true nature? Like, that's his nature.
I feel like that's what he was taught. Like, he doesn't know anything else.
Yeah, I feel that can tie into, like, the nature versus nurture concept. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole psychological process. Do you want to add something?
Oh, well, I think that no one can be born evil necessarily. And I think that, yeah, that's by his circumstances and, like, how the way he was born. Or not the way he was born, but, like, what he was born into and how he's a bastard. Like, he didn't choose that. Like, he was just born as a baby, like an innocent baby. But then he grew up and, like, all this stuff. He's a bastard, so I guess he's kind of disadvantaged in that sense.
So you believe he was made evil?
Yes, that's, mm-hmm. I believe that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you guys? Do you think he's evil by nature?
I'm conflicted because I can see both sides, because I can see the fact where he could have been born innocent. We could all be born innocent, and by circumstances and situations that we're placed in, you know, we can become per se evil or per se bad people, right? But what if that is his true nature? And, you know, no matter what circumstance he would have been placed in, he could have shown those, or that deceitfulness and that envy through other circumstances or other situations. Like, if he really, let's say he was born legitimate, and let's say he had all the inheritance he could ever want and a super high title in society. But let's say he was born truly deceitful, truly greedy, truly envious. He would still be greedy. He would still try to deceive other people around him so he could get more money and more benefits, you know? But I guess it's all just based on perception.
I feel like it's kind of like racism in a way, where you're not born being racist, you're born hating on a certain person. You're taught with the people around you, and if he believes that what the people around him are saying, that he's a product of something wrong, like I had said before, mm-hmm. and if he feels that he is nothing and nothingness, he feels like that's what he deserves. And although, like, his father birthed him in a way, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's a father to him. Adding on to, he doesn't really care about the affection from his father, he just wants the satisfaction of knowing that he's his child.
That he deserves something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More, like, that he deserves more.
So why do you think Shakespeare decided to make this character, and what is the meaning behind him? Like, you can't deny your true nature.
That's a theme.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he created him to give the reader insight into what people like him have to go through on a daily basis.
It's true, to bring a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Well, he's also, I think he was really made to contrast Edgar. Because Edgar highlights all the qualities and good natures that Edmund doesn't have. So I feel like maybe they're meant to show, you know, light and dark, contrast. Good and bad, mm-hmm. you know, how there can be dueling natures within one person, or within human nature. Is it inherently good or evil?
Right. We're gonna take a break.
Yeah.
So enjoy your life.
Have fun. We'll be back. Thanks.